Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
This is Lee Cantor with Stone Payton live from downtown Atlanta, Georgia. And this event is rocking and rolling now. We got the headliner in here. Learn more about AIBTM, Stone.
This is the one we've all been waiting for. She's with AIBTM. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Jamie Rossoff. How you doing?
Hello. How are you today? This is a fantastic event. It's buzzing. Everyone's happy. Networking. It's fantastic.
So tell us a little bit about AIBTM. First, do you know what it stands for?
Yes, the America's Incentive Business Travel and Meetings Exhibition.
And then
it's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. That's why you have to call it. Is it pronounced a certain way, or you just call it AIBTM?
It's AIBTM, just how you said it.
So you guys have an event as well?
We do, actually. We have an event this June, which is taking place in Orlando. It's June 10th through June 12th, happening at the Orange County Convention Center.
So what is this hosted buyer program? Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, well, we invite meeting planners all over the world, essentially. 75% of them come from the U.S., and about 15% of them come from international countries, and we host them. So we pay for their travel and airfare, and we pay for their accommodations. And what they do is they're required to meet with our suppliers, the exhibitors, at our show, where they do one-to-one appointments, matching appointments, so they select their preferences on the types of suppliers they want to meet with, and we match them up.
So now you're kind of the matchmaker.
We are the matchmaker, yes. And they're required to do 8 appointments a day.
They're required.
Absolutely, yes.
Someone's keeping track of that, huh?
Sometimes they like to have their own agenda, but we ask them politely to do 8 appointments per day.
All right, so tell us a little bit about what you are doing with yourself over these few days here in Atlanta for this meeting. You're walking the carpet, you're visiting folks, and maybe talking to them about participating in this?
Actually, a combination of two things. We are trying to build awareness for our show, which is happening in Orlando. So, yes, I'm trying to meet with some of the meeting planners that are here at Eventorac to just explain to them a little bit about AIBTM. And also I'm walking around trying to meet with some of the exhibitors and suppliers to see if they're also coming to our show to take a look at it and consider exhibiting with us.
Now, is that your day-to-day job? Is that what you're doing
all the time? No. I'm in marketing. I'm the marketing director for the show. So I'm in charge of the website content, all of the emails that are sent out, and all of the branding.
Now, is this the first year of this event? Or have you been doing this for a while?
This is actually our fourth year. We were in Baltimore for 2 years, and last year we were in Chicago. So now we are rotating between Orlando and Chicago. We'll be back in Chicago in 2015.
Now, do you do a lot of traveling in your job?
I'd say quite a bit. maybe once or twice a month I'll travel.
All right. So what happens on the backside of this event in Orlando? So you have the big powwow. You get everybody together. What happens on the backside of that?
So basically, when you say the backside, you want me to explain like a day at the show, essentially?
Right. Like, how am I going to get the most out of it? I'm going to have those 8 meetings, and now how am I going to get the most out of that?
So the way the show works is there's one full day of education. So on Tuesday, June 10th, it's all education. So some of the big associations like MPI, PCMA, SITE, they'll put on sessions. We have over 30 sessions that are CEU accredited, so the meeting planners can also get their education. Then we throw one giant party on Tuesday night.
Partying's important in this
industry,
I've noticed.
It is, yeah. So we have a big party for everyone on Tuesday night. And then Wednesday and Thursday is exhibition. So they have a pre-scheduled set of appointments with their suppliers, and they walk around the show floor meeting with those suppliers throughout the day. There's also other show floor activities for them. There's an innovation zone, which is an area dedicated for technology. And there's also something called the refresh zone, which is kind of a unique area where suppliers and buyers can go and exchange some ideas and also play some games and have a drink and relax. There's massage stations, there's foosball, there's basketball. It's kind of a unique area.
Now, as the marketer, were you part of the brain trust that came up with all those different things that go on at the event?
I was part of that committee, yes, I'd say.
Is that the fun part of your job,
that
planning
is the,
that?
Yes, absolutely. It's the fun part. I sort of try to duck away at some point, too, and get a massage throughout the show floor, hoping no one sees
That's
me.
A nice perk, right?
Good thing this is a radio show, so no one knows what I look like.
All right, so post-show, after the show's over, I've had a marvelous experience. I've met the people I wanted to meet.
You've got a massage.
I got a massage. So now what happened? What are you guys doing and what should I be doing?
They're getting ready for 2015,
Trev. Well, I know. It's got to be a lot of logistics to coordinate.
Yeah, no, essentially that's it. We get ready for 2015, but we also have shows all over the world. So we're part of something called the IBTM portfolio.
That's what we needed was another acronym.
Yeah, another acronym. At least they're all IBTM. But there is EIBTM, which is our European show. So that's in Barcelona.
And you're involved in the marketing of that as
I
well?
I do help out with the marketing for that event as well. And my main role is the marketing for AIBTM, but I sometimes get asked to do some projects for EIBTM. So that is our, we call it our mothership show because it's our largest show.
How many attendees are that?
There's about 30,000 attendees.
Wow,
on one.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one. So that's in Barcelona every year. And then we also have shows around the world, CIBTM in China, GIBTM in Abu Dhabi. We also have another event called AIM in Australia. There's also one in Africa and India. So we do. We have events all over the world.
So do you create this kind of master, what the master event is, and then you kind of personalize it in each of the individual?
Yeah. So there is some consistency across each event. There's hosted by our appointments. There's exhibitors.
Right. So those are the go-to things that are going to be at every one of them, right?
Correct. Yeah. But we do try.
They may not have massages in Abu Dhabi. Right.
Well, right.
Probably
that's,
not.
That's essentially what I was getting at. So we try to make each event unique to the market.
Right.
So here in the U.S., we like massages. They might not like massages in the Middle East.
Right.
So,
gotta be careful.
Yeah, I got to be careful.
So, I got to know the backstory before we wrap. How did you get into this business?
You seem to really like marketing.
Yeah, really.
Oh, well, I've been in trade shows now for over 10 years.
Wow.
When I first graduated college years ago, I worked for a cosmetic company doing their trade shows. Then I was in publishing doing their trade shows. And about 8.5 years ago, I started to work at Reed Exhibitions. I've worked on multiple shows at Reed Exhibitions, including the PGA shows, jewelry shows, Book Expo America, which is another publishing trade show. So, yeah, so I've been around a block when it comes to trade shows.
So Reed Exposition helps associations and helps groups put on events?
Reed Exhibitions is actually a massive trade show organization. So we're worldwide, so we have trade shows in all kinds of different industries across the world.
And then you specialize in this one?
Yeah, so I specialize in the MICE industry, so the meetings and incentive market.
Oh, wow. So you have, but in your office, like the next
room
could have be you, somebody in it, you know, doing some other association, right? Yeah.
Well, have you heard of Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we do Comic-Con. So if I walk down the hall, I'll see a bunch of
superheroes
right? running around. And it's true. They all wear superhero shirts, and it's quite a different business environment over there.
So that must make the office pretty fun.
It is fun, actually. I have posters of Superman all over my office. So.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more about this upcoming event, AIBTM 2014, is there a website?
There is. It's www.aibtm.com.
And then you can sign up there. You can get more information.
You can, sign up. You can register. You can either apply to be a hosted buyer, or you can register as a trade visitor, and which is complimentary registration.
All right. Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the broadcast. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the show floor of Eventerac 2014.